Hey, welcome, everybody. Staying alive, that's part of this show, helping you stay alive longer, live healthier, eat the right things, think the right things, the right supplements, everything. We're here about your health, about body, mind, spirit, longevity, and helping you prevent diseases. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme is healthy aging. We've got a guest today talking about wireless radiation, what's really going on around the country and how we're fighting it. It's a struggle. This is one fight that's a little more difficult than some of the others when we talk about being an activist and changing the world and making things better. Well, we'll try to come up with some semi-solutions at the end of the show. Our guest today will be Liz Barris. But first, I have a couple announcements. Next week, Dr. Christine Horner. She is a renowned, noted doctor with lots of research. She was on the show. It didn't come on, but it was on the archives about 6 weeks ago or so. And she has been, Gary Knoll's crew is filming her, and she's going to be in one of the main people on a new upcoming DVD that Gary Knoll has putting together on health. So we're excited about that. She has some new research and new information about health, longevity, everything good. I guarantee you it's going to be a great show. We're working real hard to give you the best guests, speakers, issues, but most of all, to help you become a better person, live longer, and be healthy. All right, a couple more announcements. Here is a number to call. Tell your friends if they want to hear the show by their phone, and they're not near a computer or laptop or other device, to call area 712-775-6850. That's the number to call. I'll repeat it at the end of the show, and I'll also give my number if you need my number for whatever reasons. We have a lot of things to talk about today on this show. Stay with us. I'm working to make this show the best, one of the best shows in the world. Some people say we've already reached that goal the last couple months with great, great guests, great information. I know what you need. I don't know everything, but I have a good grasp of what you need. You've called me and told me, and we're doing that. We're getting super guests, super information, the latest, newest research, scientific reports, studies, all about health and all about living longer. We also talk a lot about the solutions of the world. Solutions, key word. Not just the problem, but what can we do about it? We're going to be doing a lot more on the environment coming up because Earth Week is coming up soon. So I'm excited. By the way, ladies, happy Valentine's. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, Sunday the 14th of February. All the ladies out there, wish you the very, very best. All right, let's get to our show. Our guest is Liz Barris. She's an advocate for safe usage of electricity, wireless objects. The wireless have gone bad. EMF, electromagnet fields. She's been involved in lawsuits. She's involved. She herself has a story, which she's going to tell you first about how she got involved and how the dangers affected her and her health. We're going to talk about the dangers, what we can do about it, the lawsuits. We're going to talk about some more solutions and much, much more. So stay with us. And at the end, I have more information about sleeping better, stress, and also about how you can live better health-wise. All right. Welcome to the show, Liz. How are you?
Oh, hi, Bobby. I'm hanging in there. Thank you. How are you?
Great. I'm doing great. We had you on the show a little over a year ago, and you were great, and people liked it. It's one of the best shows we've ever had. And I'm so happy to have you on again. Yes.
Well, thank you. I'm so thrilled to hear that.
How about first tell your story of, again, for our listeners, this is Liz Barris, and we're going to talk about wireless, the dangers, and EMF, electric magnet field. So go right ahead and tell us how your story about what you went through and how you got started.
Repeat sort of. Are the listeners the same, or does that matter?
No. We have a lot of different listeners.
Okay. All right.
So,
cool.
You know, we have a few of the same ones, but it's been over a year.
All right. Okay. So I guess we could use a refresher on how to stay away from this stuff. It started for me with a little sensation in my ear from, I actually used a cordless phone, for many years, and I even slept with it next to my head. Having a cordless phone in your home is similar to having a cell tower, like, in your home. It is so strong, the radiation, when I measure it with my meter, that it will break my meter if I was to leave my meter there and keep it there. It's stronger than what I pick up from a cell tower. Okay. So anyway, I slept with this thing next to my head, and the little sensation in my ear changed into a little pang of pain in my ear. And then I started to relate that pang of pain with my cell and cordless phone use, but it started, I think, well, anyway, they were both around the same time, the cell and the cordless phone. So then, and sorry if I sound distracted, the dog was just crying. So
that's okay.
So then I stopped using it completely, and I just used, like, my cell phone in my hand, okay, on speakerphone. I thought, oh, this is a great solution. I'll just use it on speakerphone. Well, I got a tumor in my hand where I held the phone on speakerphone. So I stopped doing that. But then I moved to Santa Monica. And Santa Monica, just like most cities in L.A., most areas of L.A., is completely saturated in this wireless radiation. But, you know, I was living a block and a half away. I started getting the same sensations in my ear as if I was still using the cell or cordless phone, but I wasn't. So I was like, you know, something weird is going on. So I got my meter, and I measured the radiation in my home, and I had levels of radiation that were pretty strong. So I couldn't see, though, where it was coming from. I looked all over the place in my neighborhood. I didn't see any cell towers. So I got a friend who knows what to look for. She showed me. I was living a block and a half away from a stealth cell antenna farm. These things are all over the place in Los Angeles. They're in Santa Monica, where I was living in a nice residential area. They're all over the place. And what they are is they're hiding cell transmitters. So mine was hiding about 25 cell transmitters. It was like a nice kind of fiberglass picket fence on top of a roof of a building. The owner of the building was making, you know, a ton of money by renting his roof out, but giving everybody in the neighborhood cancer and making them sick and everything like that. And so, so she found this thing for me, and so I tried to get it removed. The city council laughed at me. Ha, 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 you know, the cell tower has more of a right to your property than you do, by the way. If you ever try to get one of these things removed, you'll see that cell tower is allowed to infiltrate your property and there's nothing you can do about it. That's called the Telecom Act, and that's a law that the wireless industry wrote for themselves and got Congress to pass, and it's an absolute affront to public health, safety, you know, healthy aging like you're talking about. Cell tower radiation will age you, I can't even tell you, like 10 years for every year that you're exposed or something. I mean, literally, you can die within a few years of cell tower exposure. You know, so I knew if I didn't move, I was diagnosed with precancerous cells. I was getting the same sensation in my head as if I was still using a cell phone. I was extremely tired, like I had no energy, as if I was, you know, 90 and I was only like 40. So, so I you know, moved, and I moved to Topanga. Well, I wasn't too aware of this whole smart meter thing. We had never had a rollout here yet, but there was a wireless meter on the house, and I wasn't aware of that. So this wireless meter, I started getting the same heart arrhythmia. By the way, some of the symptoms from cell tower exposure are heart arrhythmia, headache, loss of energy, ringing in the ears. Wherever you're weakest in your body, that's what can go first because it's whole body exposure. So it's a non-linear type of cause and effect, meaning that this one cause, the cell tower or the Wi-Fi or whatever it is that you're being exposed to, that one cause or the smart meter will have a different effect on everybody depending
depending on who you are and your biological makeup. So if you're weak in, if your glands are weak, if you have a weakness in your blood, if your immune system, if you have, if you had cancer at one time, do you know that a surgeon in Australia actually puts cell phone radiation on cancer cells prior to his operating so he can activate the cancer cells to better see what he's doing so he can, cut them out.
Wow.
So that's how biologically active this stuff is. Everybody's being lied to by the government and the wireless industry. That will come out in time. All these things always come out in time. It's usually after sufficient body count because the wireless industry runs the show with the government. The government listens to what the wireless industry tells them because they're funded by the wireless industry.
Right.
So anyway, I moved to Topanga, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm still getting these sensations because I made sure there was no cell tower near where I lived. Well, I had this wireless meter on my apartment, so I couldn't get the wireless meter off. This is before the smart meter rollout, which has already happened in L.A., and I ended up having to sleep in my car for 8 months because they run tests on the system at night. They crank the power at night. They crank it up, and you actually can get a heart attack from these. It can stop an animal's heart in studies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And, we use it in the military. It's called pulsed microwave radiation. And basically everybody's got a microwave, picture a microwave oven, all right, near your computer with no doors, nothing, and not turned up quite as high as to boil your coffee, but it's the exact same type of radiation. It's microwave, and that's what you're using when you use Wi-Fi. That's what you're using when you make a phone call. That's what you're using when you get your utilities measured by smart meters.
Right.
So, my suggestion to everybody, I know you're being constantly bombarded 24/7 with how great smartphones are and Wi-Fi and wireless television and all that stuff.
Right.
My strong advice to the public before you find out the hard way like I did would be hardwire everything you can because you're getting exposed whether or not you want to. Even if you were to hardwire your entire house at this point, you're still probably getting exposed by your neighbor's Wi-Fi, which goes through walls. You're getting exposed from the cell tower down the street or the antenna that you don't even know is there. By the way, you can go to antennasearch.com and plug your address in, and up will come all the antennas and cell towers that are in your area that are registered. Okay, there's lots and lots of illegal ones that will not show up, but the ones that are registered will show up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can at least see, where some of these things are around you. And if you've got a smart meter, by the way, if you opt out of a smart meter, which some states allow opt-out, some states don't, some of these utilities are lying to their customers about the paid opt-out. They're charging a fee, and they're giving the customer a radio frequency meter that's almost the equivalent of a smart meter, even though the customer wanted a hardwired analog meter for health reasons or surveillance reasons or whatever, because they can surveil everything you're doing in your home through a smart meter. But, excuse me, so there's so many lawsuits on this issue that I can't even keep up with it. It's a great time to be a lawyer right now with regards to what's going on with the wireless. The wireless industry has no reinsurance, meaning they're going to be snapped into compliance of fixing their behavior once these lawsuits are won by somebody. And we're getting to the point now when they have no reinsurance, that means each claim they have to pay out of pocket. So right now there's like 49 brain cancer cases in Washington, D.C. that are in their 16th year of litigation. They're about to be won by the plaintiffs. That is $4,900 million potentially. Verizon just put their shareholders on notice that they could be on the hook for $2 billion. The wireless industry is actually going to try to spin their losses. They're going to try to say this was pre-FCC regulation, meaning like, oh, the FCC hadn't yet set the safety standards. Well, those safety standards that the FCC set don't protect you from long-term non-thermal exposure.
Right.
They only protect you from cooking, boiling like a potato, baking like a potato, catching on fire. They protect you from acute burn and explosion and electrocution from these things. They do not protect you from everything that we use in the military on the enemy, which is non-thermal, non-ionizing, pulsed microwave radiation, and what we use in medicine to heal. We use it to heal bone. You know, when a bone fracture can't knit together, you put the non-ionizing, non-thermal pulsed microwaves onto the affected bone, and it will heal because it changes the structure of the cells, you know. So all of this stuff, and they also can cure cancer with it now, certain frequencies. I don't want to confuse the audience. You know, there's different aspects to non-thermal. Non-thermal means no heat, and frequency is one. That's how many oscillations per second this wireless radiation is coming at you. So, for instance, 2 gigahertz, that's 2 billion oscillations per second. We oscillate at 7 hertz, 7 oscillations per second. So imagine your cell trying to deal with 2 billion oscillations per second.
Wow.
So there's frequency and then pulse modulation, which means how they change the signal. They either, you know, send it in a zigzag form, and they put information packets on. I mean, they could have literally millions of frequencies in one cell phone transmission, okay, to get all the pictures and movies that you see on your smartphone. So, and by the way, the frequency thing, I just brushed over that, but there's a lot more to it than just, you know, we're at, you know, 7 hertz and they're at 2 billion cycles per second. I forget, there was something else about frequency. But anyway, so, and then this calls low power density is easier blood-brain barrier permeation. So if you have, like, high power density, you're a cell tower. Well, that could be easier cancer, okay? But if it's lower power density, and this is something that's not talked about ever by the industry, like, they'll never tell you, like, lower is better as far as they're concerned. Lower is better. Let me just tell you something. Lower is better for certain things, okay? It's very, this radiation is unlike anything we've dealt with. Low power density is actually easier blood-brain barrier permeation. Studies show that the lower the power density, the easier the blood-brain barrier permeation. Nanotechnology goes, it's as if there is no blood-brain barrier. It just immediately just goes right into the brain. Okay. So there's lots and lots of things that no one is going to know about ever until such time as there's a body count. And, you know, the lawsuits have just been unavoidable. And, the judicial process, a lot of the time, really is a judgment of what's generally accepted by the public.
Right.
Like, you know, right now we could give them piles of evidence, which we had for our smart meter lawsuit. But, well, that's a whole other story, what happened with our lawsuit. I can get into it if you would like.
But
it had to do with...
Let me interrupt you. Hold your thoughts. I want to let our listeners know that this is Liz Barish that we're talking to. This is Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias, and we do aging and health. And she's talking about cell phones. We're going to get into the next question will be about all the different devices, from cell phone towers, smartphones, to laptops, computers, that all are dangerous. We're going to get into that in a second, but let me just also say other things that we're going to talk about and what I'll be talking about throughout this show. We're talking about the lawsuits going on. We're going to talk about solutions. We're going to talk about some people have died because of this horrible, horrible radiation. We're going to talk about her new documentary that she's putting together now. We'll get into that later. We're not going to say too much about that, I promised her, but I just want people to know that. And I'm going to be at the end of the show, towards the very, very end, I'm going to talk about sleep. We're going to talk about stress. We're going to talk about what you can do about those two factors and how we can improve our health through that. Every show, we want to have at least a little bit on aging, on health, on solutions. This show is all about solutions. So we'll try to have a few solutions on this particular topic also. At the end, it's a difficult topic. But let's go into all the different devices, Liz, about there's so many different aspects of wireless dangers. You'll go into all the different wireless things one by one, if you could, please, and give a little thought.
Sure. Well, let's just go with Wi-Fi right now. Wi-Fi is something that people just take for granted as that's no problem. Okay, maybe there's a problem with the cell phone. They've heard a little bit about that on the news. You know, it's you can't help but get that leaked out. I mean, the whole countries are banning. You know, you get a $75,000 fine. Well, that's for Wi-Fi. If you've exposed a little child to Wi-Fi in the school, you get $75,000 fine in France. And it's illegal to sell a cell phone to a child in Belgium. You can't advertise to a child in Belgium under the age of 14. You know, all these countries are taking actions, but it's just a dead blackout here. But so I just want to, with Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi is so biologically active. It's 10 pulses per second when I measure it on the meter. It's 10 pulses. You can hear it on this meter I've got. And the reason we see free Wi-Fi all over the place, public parks, blah, 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 in the city, New York City, they're now getting these Wi-Fi modules in every street. Well, you can actually see through people's walls with Wi-Fi. So it is one of the most excellent surveillance tools that our government has ever what's that word when you just completely awash someone with propaganda and, you know.
Right, you let them go.
What's that?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, like, how do you get someone to accept surveillance, their own surveillance? Well, you know, you try to make it an offer that they can't refuse. Oh,
right.
How great is that? You're going to be able to make a phone call while you're going to be able to log on to the Internet anywhere and make a phone. You know, this is all high-level surveillance, all of it. I don't believe that anybody would ever have, you know, free Wi-Fi in any of these governmental, you know, public parks. Whole cities, whole municipalities are getting free Wi-Fi. Well, you know, that's free surveillance for the government. Wi-Fi is also just as biologically active as everything else we're talking about: cell towers, cell antennas, smart meters, smartphones. It's all pretty much the same. There are varying differences with each one, but they're basically the same. It's all radio frequency radiation, and soon they're going to be pushing Li-Fi out of your light bulb. You're going to get Wi-Fi, Li-Fi. That's also got the same health effects. It's, you know, if this was, it's like tobacco. If there was a safe cigarette, I think they would have, like, tried to sell it to us by now, like e-cigarettes. Even that, they're coming out with
bad
problems with that. But, you know, smart meters have pulsed microwave radiation. Smart meters actually, they're blatantly upfront about surveilling you with that. I mean, they say, yes, we're going to harvest and market your data. They turn it over to law enforcement without any, you know, you don't even know that that's happening. And that's from smart meter data, which tracks all of your movements inside your house. It can tell what, you know, TV shows you watch and just everything like that. That's from just having a little smart meter. Excuse me. But the health effects from the smart meter are so serious. And nobody knows, like, if you're feeling weak, if you're feeling tired, you feel like you're 80 and you're only 40, if you're getting headaches all the time,
right,
if you're just tired all the time, if you're, something is acting up, like if you're diagnosed with precancerous cells, or, you know, if you had cancer and you're getting a recurrence, you know, all these things, nobody's pegging it to, excuse me, to their wireless exposure, even though that is more than likely what's causing all of this resurrection of disease and illness and premature aging. It's an absolute, you know, it's a class 2B carcinogen per the World Health Organization.
Right.
There's a big movement to get it into class 1 or at least class 2A, which means probably carcinogenic to humans. Class 2B means possibly carcinogenic to humans. That means there's enough epidemiology, meaning the study of illness and death in humans, to put it into that category. they're a very conservative group, the World Health Organization. And so all of this information, like we're getting, you know, Wi-Fi in the classroom, well, that is absolutely, you know, it's genotoxic. Genotoxic, that means your whole genetic line will be affected, okay? So if you damage a female child's ovaries in the classroom with Wi-Fi,
right,
it's not just her that's going to, and you won't know this until she's old enough to have children. You're not going to know that where it came from unless you connect, oh, you know, she got, you know, Wi-Fi exposure. And the amount of it's not just birth defects, it's also it's functional impairment as well as physical impairment. So functional meaning ADD, ADHD, autism, all of these are absolutely, you know, they I mean, there's not a lot of studies on the direct cause of autism and EMFs, but there are, there's like a few out there that are preliminary studies that need replication. But there's definitely a connection. And, you know, this is to save a few bucks. You know, you're going to sacrifice your whole line, a genetic line. You know, mice that are bred for breeding, for science, actually are incapable of breeding after five generations of cell antenna exposure.
Oh, boy.
And they have functional impairment for the four previous generations or birth defects. So, you know...
Well, you know, if that happens to mice, then the same thing could happen to humans. I mean,
well, yeah,
let's talk about that.
That's about 150 years from now. I mean, that's five generations.
Right. I know.
Granted, that's not right now. But in the meantime, right. You have functional and physical impairment up until that point. So we're going to be seeing a whole lot more autistic children, more ADD, ADHD, more birth defects. Actually, less. There's going to be less. Fertility, there's the whole fertility clinic business is going to go off the roof because it's actually difficult. Sperm are so affected by this that, excuse me, they just, you know, the egg rejects healthy, unhealthy sperm. So fertility is a really big issue also, and maybe that's the answer to the population problem that, who knows, maybe this is just a surreptitious way for the government to deal with that. I don't know. But, so what else? Okay, so okay. Let's get into the real nitty-gritty. You ready?
Yeah, let me just tell our listeners, this is Liz Barris I'm speaking to on Let's Create a Better World. She's talking about radiation from all wireless products, so she's going on and on. We have a lot of things to talk about this, and we're going to have hopefully talk about a few solutions and about some more things about this whole issue. It's very, very strong, lots of information, and we want you to avoid as much as you can the dangers of wireless radiation. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm not in front of a clock, so let's talk about solutions before it gets too late, and then I want to get back to what I was going to say. What time is it right now, Bobby?
We have enough time. We have about 20 minutes at least, so just take about 5 minutes on each issue, and I'll watch the clock for you. Don't worry.
All right. Well, excuse me. Remind me of microwaving geoengineering connection. I want to discuss that for a minute. So let's go to solutions, you know, so we don't forget about this. excuse me. First of all, you need to know that it's happening, and your neighbors, unfortunately, even if you take precaution, you know, measures to protect yourself, you're still going to be exposed from your neighbor's, you know, Wi-Fi smart meter or whatever, smartphone. I actually went and visited an apartment. I'm constantly looking for a safe place to live. It's almost impossible to find it. But, excuse me, I went to this place in the woods last weekend, and the owner of the house was like, the owner of the property had a bunch of properties on that property, a bunch of, you know, structures. And he was like, oh, we have no smart meter, and I don't allow any of my tenants to use Wi-Fi. It's all hardwired internet. And I'm like, that's amazing. That's fantastic. So I get into this gorgeous little apartment, and I turn my meter on. And, oh, my gosh, this guy had – it was saturated in Wi-Fi. Well, they have 350-foot Wi-Fi penetration now. So his neighbor up the hill and his neighbor down the hill were completely saturating his entire property in Wi-Fi. So – all right, so what to do about all this? For sure, you need to hardwire your internet, okay,
right,
with a cable modem. And so let me tell you a couple things about that. When you shut the Wi-Fi, and by the way, it's much faster than Wi-Fi if you use hardwired DSL or cable, much faster than Wi-Fi and much more secure than Wi-Fi. It's much harder to break into your internet through that, you know, for not for the government, I'm just saying for the average person on the street, you know. So hardwire your internet connection.
It's okay. You take your time.
Hardwire the internet.
You were talking about.
But
the
there was something I was going to say about Wi-Fi. I was going to go on more about it. Well, anyway, okay. So I'll try to think of it as we move on. So hardwire that. Oh yes, that's right. If you shut the Wi-Fi off at your router, it's still on. Okay? I didn't know this. I shut the Wi-Fi off at my Wi-Fi router.
Right.
For 3 years, I slept with that router near my head. That thing was still blasting because you have to actually shut it off on the computer as opposed to on the module.
Right.
So it's if you shut it off at the router, just know that that does nothing. Okay? They're in control of your router. And you have to call Verizon or whoever your carrier is and get them to walk you through on computer how to shut it off on computer. If you're with Comcast, you have some listeners in New York, right,
right,
Bobby?
A lot.
Yeah, so you guys with Comcast, your Wi-Fi is completely out of control. They're using your Wi-Fi as a public hotspot. You probably know about this. Anybody can use your router at any time. You have the strongest signal, like 350-foot penetration is over here. I don't even know what they have for Comcast for those routers that the public is being able to access, but your home router is now a public Wi-Fi access point. I would absolutely dismantle that and make sure it's off at the office. You have to call them and hardwire your connection. Okay. Now, your smartphone and cell phone, I would use call forwarding. Okay, it's *72 over here. I don't know what it is there, but and then you dial the number. It's call forward. It costs a couple of bucks a month. Forward that to your hardwired landline.
Right.
If you don't have a hardwired landline, you can use hardwired internet, and you can talk, you know, voice over internet if you don't want to purchase a landline. Or, you know, I would say it's worth it to purchase a landline.
Right.
It's much cheaper to prevent cancer and these other huge neurological and other horrific health effects than to get it. It's much cheaper to prevent it than to get it. Always keep that in mind. And then cell towers and antennas, look on antennasearch.com, see, you know, where those things are located. Mind you, they're not all going to be listed because some of them are illegal and they're all over the place. But you'll at least be able to see what's near you. And you can purchase meters to measure this stuff if you'd like. I have a link, actually, to a good meter that I use. I have a site, citizens4a radiationfreecommunity.org. Just go onto that site and go to the EMF mitigation page, and there's a page there, and it's got a picture of a meter. So if you get, you know, either that meter or any of the meters that link will take you to, you'll be able to measure the radiation we're talking about. And you can also call me if you want advice on what meters to get for Wi-Fi. You know, this stuff is expensive, but I think it's worth it. My voicemail is 310-281-9639, and just leave me your phone number, and I'll call you back. And then a smart meter. If you've got a smart meter, there's hardly any awareness about this in New York for some reason. I don't know why. But get rid of it. Tell them you want hardwired analog meter only. No wireless retrofit capability. And put it in writing, because they're giving people fake smart meters. When you pay for the opt-out, they actually give you automated, they call it an AMI, an automated meter, whatever it is, whatever, there's a couple of words, anything. But it's all basically the same. It's all radiation-emitting device that can potentially kill you. It can definitely give you horrific illnesses, neurological illnesses, premature aging, early Alzheimer's, cancer, all that stuff. And I would get it the hell off of my home or workplace. And so now there's also all these other little wireless things that have come out. Fitbit, you know, little cars have these pulses now coming off the car. You know, this stuff is, it's a litigant's dream, okay? This is, you know, if I would be going crazy right now if I had a law degree, I would just be lining up the lawsuits because they will lose. It is only a matter of time. Yeah.
Time. Liz, let me reintroduce you to our people. This is Liz Barris talking. We're going to come up with solutions in a few minutes, and I have a couple ideas that I want to speak to her about and let people know. And then at the end, before we get to that, Liz, I want you to be sure to give all your information slowly. We have a lot of people that have complained and told me that some of the guests speak a little too fast and they can't take it, everything down. So
sure,
real
yeah.
slow at the end when we finish up.
Right.
But
so we've
got about 10 minutes left. So let's hit a few subjects real fast. And one of them is remind you that, yes, this show is all over this country and around the world. This is an online, very popular station, Progressive Radio Network. So we have a lot of people in the New York and Eastern Seaboard area, a lot. So anyway, go ahead on with you. We're going to talk about some more dangers.
So,
go ahead.
Another thing that the public really needs to know about that they don't know about, you know, all these superstorms, it's from global warming. The superstorms that we're seeing, all evidence points to geoengineering, which is the artificial manufacturing of weather and weather events, and they can cause drought and, you know, superstorms and all that. So your audience should go to geoengineeringwatch.org to just read and watch videos about that. But they also use microwaves to create these superstorms. They bounce the wave off of the ionosphere. They hit the clouds with it, and they can directed energy is what it's called, and they can direct the clouds and the weather to go wherever they want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's illegal. There's laws about this internationally. You really cannot experiment, or you're not supposed to use this on other countries. You are allowed to do it to your own country. That's what the law says. So and there's also laws within the United States that says the military is allowed to experiment on the population. So it's all legally being done. Of course, nobody knows where these superstorms, why we're suddenly, you know, getting all these superstorms in the past few years. Well, they're amping up. Weather warfare is what's going to be the game changer in terms of the financial, the banksters. That, by the way, all roads lead back to the banksters, of course. They're the ones behind the geoengineering, behind the manipulation of... I know it sounds very conspiracy theory, what I'm saying. You guys should do your own research just to double-check what I'm saying. It's all out there. There's congressional documents on the weather programs, and it's a well-known fact that you have to use microwaves to push the clouds in the direction that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's yet another, use of microwaves. So it's nothing, you know, you're going to control in your own home. I'm just wanting you to just be aware. It's just information you can tuck away somewhere and start getting angry when maybe you get a superstorm landing on your front door or something. Just know that that's not just a natural phenomenon. That's a man-made created weather event.
Mm-hmm. Liz, we're winding down, so if you could, I have two things I want to talk to you about. If you could take 2 minutes each on these, and this way we'll have time at the end for another last-minute thoughts and then real clearly all your contact information. But here's the first thing I want to talk about is, briefly, you mentioned the last time, and by the way, you're having so much new perspective from a year ago when you were on the show. And,
you know,
our friend Kevin Modest was on about two and a half months ago, and he has so much information just like you, but his information was... There's so many different subjects. He begged me, let me have the whole hour because there's so much to talk about. He just went on and on, just like you. There's so much
about
on this issue. It's pathetic. So I want listeners to keep in touch with this woman and Kevin to ask questions and look at all these websites. And then feel free to call her. She gave you an open invitation to call her with questions. You want to live longer. You want to be healthier. Then this is a real danger in this country, what we're talking about now. So the next question is lawsuits. Just give us a 2-minute overview of what happened. You talked about it in the last show around the country. There was about four different cases going on around the country. What's the status of all those? What's going on?
Well, I can't keep track of all the lawsuits. There's more than that, probably.
Okay.
But with mine, we were suing Edison and PG&E. We had two mass torts going. And I have an excellent article that I wrote that will explain these lawsuits to anybody. It's on citizensforaradiationfreecommunity.org. By the way, I've got four websites. That's just the one for the lawsuits. But if they go to the homepage and scroll down to the bottom link, it's called With Liberty and Justice for None. And that article, it would take probably a whole show to talk about what happened with that lawsuit, but it came down to what my lawyer believes was very, very, very serious corruption in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to bottom line it for you. We won all four hearings, and then after we won this other... Anyway, it's too long to explain. They basically changed the decision
after we won, with no further evidence being introduced, no hearing, nothing, changed the decision and threw our cases out after we won. After we won four hearings, I'm not saying we won the entire litigation. I'm saying we were getting into the process of litigation. So there's a big article, explains the whole thing. It's written in a way that you can understand it. I put links to studies. It's very informative, and it's written in a fun way, like a creative writing way. And I recommend anyone that wants to learn about suing your utility, read that article with Liberty and Justice for None on that website. And there's also so many lawsuits. You could throw a dart and hit one on different issues. You know, they are charging people to opt out. Well, you're not allowed to charge people not to harm them. You're not allowed to charge people not to surveil them. So those are two lawsuits right there. They're not allowing businesses to opt out. Well, in the eyes of the law, a business is a person. So that's discrimination against businesses. There's also the fact that these smart meters now have turned the utility industry into a data collection. It's not a utility anymore. Like, it's, you know, they're not just supplying you. They're actually harvesting your data. It's a whole other industry, and they're very upfront about that. So this changes the whole game in terms of the regulatory, the regulations that we have. They actually are not in compliance with the regulatory standards that what we have today. And I believe that's a legal angle that could be explored to, you know, great success. Because they're actually wanting to force people to have a smart meter, even if you have solar on your roof. And that's only because they want your information. They want to harvest your information, or they want to surveil, you know, everybody, or whatever their reason is. That's what it is. And by the way, one pulse from a smart meter in the middle of the night can stop your heart. I highly recommend you getting a smart meter off your home right this second if you have one. Yeah.
They're so bad.
So lawsuits. There's so many lawsuits as a
you covered that pretty well. Let's go on to something else if you don't mind. You know, you mentioned all the different things. I know cell phone, the towers, the wires that are on telephone wires, near railroad tracks, near major streets, those, you don't want to live right next to one of those, because that radiation from those wires is horrible. I see birds sitting there all the time on those things, and they must be getting radiated to hell. Those are also another thing dangerous. But let's go to the next thing. I want to ask you, I spoke to you a few days ago about the difference between, you said, where possible, turn your wireless off, and instead things that are plugged still may have some radiation, but they're not near as bad. Now, here's the question I have for you. For people that have a laptop or an iPad or a tablet and they're on the run, the best thing to do, please correct me if I'm wrong, is to turn it off when you're not using it, because that way far less radiation is coming out of that thing.
If your Wi-Fi is on, your transmitter is constantly reaching out to the cell tower, and as is your smartphone. I would just turn it all off if you're not using it. And it's just so heartbreaking that everybody is using it now. I know that everybody uses it, so, yeah.
Right. As we're winding down, I have a minor solution, and it's a solution and question for you and your opinion. A lot of people are saying, like, when they have a cell phone, it's good to keep it on speaker, and also don't have the phone too near you. Above all, don't put it next to your ear. I mean, some people that we all know died from that. Senator Ted Kennedy, the great attorney that defended O.J. Simpson, he died in his mid-60s. That was Johnny Cochran. And there's more celebrities and important people that have died or have serious cancer issues because of the radiation from wireless.
Even Gwyneth Paltrow is starting to speak out on this issue now.
Right. Good.
And so is Lady Gaga.
I want to get one of them people. I'll speak to you later, because I would like to get one of them on the show, because big name people like that are attractive to my listeners. And Gwyneth is a big star, and they're both just big stars. And I'd like to discuss that with you off the air one of these days.
Well, I don't know either of them. I'm just saying that they're speaking out about it.
Okay, well, just tell me what you heard, and I'll look them up, and I'll see if I can get one of them on the show in the next month or two. But I want to bring this issue up every 2 months or so for our listeners, because it's such a hot issue. I'm doing the same with GMOs. I'm doing the same with global warming and climate change, because those are all issues that are affecting us strongly.
Yep.
Those are three hot-button issues that I talk about on this show, and we come up with solutions the best we can, and you've done a pretty good job of that. Take another one-minute inspiration, motivation. Keep it at 1 minute if you could, please. Final thought, and then give slowly your email, your contact information. Go right ahead.
Okay, my final thought of inspiration. That's tough. I mean, I'm fighting like hell on this
issue. Say anything
you
want for the next minute or so.
Okay. I hope that people take it seriously, even if they're not personally feeling the Wi-Fi like I can feel it now in real time. I wasn't like that when I started, believe me. So I hope that people take seriously what I'm saying, even though it's invisible and they can't hear it and they, you know, can't feel it. This stuff is affecting you, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't see the nucleoid. You can't see the stuff in nuclear radiation either, but it's also deadly. So, and the same weapons, we have the same non-ionizing, non-thermal weapons can take out entire cities just as a nuclear bomb can. So I hope they take it seriously what I'm saying about this wireless radiation that we've all been told is so safe, and just know that it's not. It's the exact opposite of what you've been told about it, okay? I hope you take it seriously, and I hope you start taking, you know, preventative, you know, get the word out. And I've got some websites I would just love for people to...
slowly.
Yeah. Citizens for a Radiation-Free Community.org, the one I mentioned before, and then the peoplesinitiative.org. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nonprofit. And we actually have a study coming out on electrosensitivity. And then stopsmartgrid.org. There's an excellent paper that we wrote on there called Legal, Constitutional, and Human Rights Violations of Smart Meters and Smart Grids. So that's stopsmartgrid.org. And then the really old one, American Association for Cell Phone Safety.org. When I first started with this, I was only focused on the cell phone because I didn't think, we should be focused on the other stuff. Boy, was I wrong. Wow. So, those are my sites. It's 310-281-9639. That's my voicemail if you want to, you know, if you have a question. 310-281-9639. We do take donations, actually, on the nonprofit. I'm not going to solicit for my film on here because I think that's illegal. So, but we do.
I'm glad
take,
you brought that up. Let me do it. Mm-hmm. I know what to do and what to say. First
as long
of all,
as it's legal, I don't want to get in any trouble.
No, you're not in any trouble. I'm taking the brunt of it. I do this, and I'm doing it nice and easy. The fact is that I want you to contact her, and if you have any ideas on how to help her with her documentary, this is Liz Barris, who I'm speaking of, and I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world.
Can I say one more thing, Bobby?
Sure, we're not through yet. Go ahead.
Okay, you guys. On YouTube, Federal Cell Tower Rollout. That's a video I made. Okay, I made another video. You can see some of my stuff on there. The Children's Wireless Protection Act is another video for the brain cancer warning labels. But Federal Cell Tower Rollout, you should watch that video. I forgot all about this. They're doing a federal rollout. They want to totally saturate every square inch of the United States in microwave radiation. You're getting it in New York, California, Colorado, I don't care where you are, it's coming to you. We just blocked 150 of these surveillance towers. The Board of Supervisors, they did it based on cancer and health effects. Mm-hmm. It was a groundbreaking decision. We fought very hard for that. We got an attorney involved. We got the Firefighters Association involved. So anyway, you can check out a couple of videos I made there. That's all I wanted to say. Sorry. Go on.
What I want to do is eventually talk to you again and get what do people want to see these various? Do you have one website where that gives information? If you don't, you should. The one website that tells about the other websites that you have so people can decide what they want to see or hear.
Yeah, no, I don't. I know. Okay. I should probably consolidate it all into one. The reason I have multiple websites is I started with the nonprofit, and you're not allowed to do lobbying on a nonprofit. So I didn't want to get in trouble, so I started American Association for Cell Phone Safety, and we lobbied Congress, and we got these warnings in the Motorola manuals, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, Stop Smart Grid, that was another Washington-based smart meter group. And then Citizens for Radio Free Community, that was for the lawsuits.
Well, Liz, I'm going to get a website, a new one coming up, and I want to put for people that want information to have your websites on there, as among other things that I'm going to put on there to help people learn all these aspects. But I think we've covered everything. It's been great to have you on again. And
thanks,
I want to be in touch with you on a few things, but I want to let our listeners know to call you. Hold on, I want that number one more time, because I want to let people know that Liz Barris works around the clock. She works 7 days a week doing a lot of these issues. Right now, she's concentrating 100% on trying to get this documentary out. She's been an activist all over the country. She's spoken. She's been involved with lawyers and lawsuits. She's constantly doing meetings and talking to people about this issue. She's a real activist, a real go-getter. But like you said, Liz, the last year you've kind of took off your activist hat, and now you're really concentrating on this great documentary. If people have ideas or ways that they can help her with this documentary, please give her a call at, give us your number again, Liz.
310-281-9639.
Great. Well, I got to move on. Thank you so much. You've done
a great job.
We really appreciate it, and I'll be in touch with you. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Oh, you too. Thank you. All right. Great, great. So much information. That's an issue that's just got so much information. I want to go through some of my information, tell you about the shows for the next week or so. I also want to let you know that at the beginning of the next show, either somewhere in the next show, we're going to talk about some solutions, more solutions on where and how you can get a shield or a harmonizer. Gary Knoll's office has one. We're going to talk about that. And I have a friend of mine is coming to a big health show next weekend. We're going to have one of his associates talk about a shield, a protection that you need for your cell phone, if you're in laptop, your computer, there's also things you can put around your neck that protect you from all the elements of electromagnetic fields. It's all over the place. It's getting worse. People are getting sick. You need to do something on that. We'll talk about that next week. Also, next week we'll have Dr. Christine Horner. She is a renowned all-around doctor. She's got degrees. She's got scientific information, research. She's been all over the country. In fact, Gary Knoll will have her on a brand new DVD he's putting together right now on health. And she'll be one of the main focuses of that DVD. Dr. Christine Horner will be on. She is great. She has done research. She's got information on things that you need to know in order to live longer. Some new things that she's put together on that, a new test that you can take to see what's wrong with you and see how you can help yourself. She is wonderful, and she'll be on next week on this show, Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time on this show. And also, for those of you that don't listen to a computer, or you have a friend, or you're not going to be near a laptop or computer, here's a phone number you can call to hear the show. I'm also going to give my phone number out, so get your pens out now. The phone number to call to hear the radio show is 712-775-6850. I'm going to repeat that. First, I'll give my phone number where you can reach me for any kind of questions about anything, your thoughts on the show, what you think we can do to make this show better. My phone number is 323-770-1925. Again, the phone number to hear the show is, and we've got a million listeners hearing the various shows on Progressive Radio Network on this phone number, area 712-775-6850. Next week, Dr. Christine Horner. The next few weeks after that, more information on creating a better world, all the issues we talk about new technology, new research, new studies. We're going to talk a little bit next week about some solutions for the on wireless. We'll have Gary Knoll's information. I have some of Gary Knoll's people, including Valerie Van Cleve. She is the producer of a lot of Gary Knoll's films. We'll be having Jason on. He's he's the director of Progressive Radio Network, the radio station. We're going to have a lot of great things coming up, so please stay with our show every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Let me thank the people that have been part of the show and urge you. And also, I have some information real quickly on sleep. Here's some information to help you, people that have stress. Here's some stats for you. 80% of all people that have stress, that is caused by, because they're not living well. They're not, stress is a reason for diseases, for cancer. So 80% of all diseases and sickness come from stress. So stay away from that. Another one is sleep. We need to sleep. I think the music's coming on, so we got to finish up. I'll get into the sleep issue next week. We'll give you the information on that. Thank you to the New York producers and engineer. Thank you to my production staff. Did a great job this week. Thank you to our guest, Liz Barris. And thank you, the listener, for coming on and hearing this show. We'll see you next week. Thank you all. Goodbye.